7:46 in the a.m. Justin Tucker suspended for the first 10 games of the season, which to me is ridiculous. Not the fact that he's suspended for the first 10 games or for 10 games, but the fact that he can serve a suspension while not on someone's roster. That to me is absolutely maddening. I don't get that at all.
It doesn't make sense. Like, you're not on a team. How do you get suspended 10 games if you're not actually on the team? Right?
Like, yeah.
I mean, we all kind of agree with that. Yeah. Like, if it'd be like 98 Rock telling me I'm suspended. Well, screw you. What are you talking about? I'm not there. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make any sense that you're going to suspend a guy. Like, you did your research. You found out that there's more than a reason to want to suspend him. And of course, the whole thing with the shield, usually the suspensions for this is similar to 6 games kind of the benchmark that they've used. So they gave him 4 more. I just don't understand how this suspension worked. Is this something that the NFL Players Association worked out that you can get suspended when you're not on a team? Like, is that a benefit, something they threw him?
I guess.
I don't know. Like, when you guys actually said it to me this morning, I was like, is that right?
Yeah.
Because I didn't believe it.
It's. I mean, I'm hoping that later on that somebody comes back and say, no, we misread it. It's not this way. Because it's just, to me, it's unfair that this guy could just be sitting home and all of a sudden, mid-November, somebody gives him a call and says, we need you because we don't have confidence in our kicker. We need somebody to help us get into the postseason. He can just come in and play.
Well, basically, that can happen.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, it's a long season now. You know, 17 games, 18 weeks. You're in a hunt. His suspension's lifted. I mean, it's, why not? And frankly, I mean, I think last year was an anomaly when he was he the second least accurate kicker last year in the league? It was just a bad year because he had stuff on his mind. I'm sure it had a lot to do with this. If he comes back and he can be, you know, a fraction of what he was, he's, you know, 5'8" Justin Tucker, probably better than most kickers in the league anyway. Yeah. So if somebody needs a kicker at that point in the season, he's going to be on the team.
And when would you need one more than then? Like, yes. You know, like getting through the season, you're like, oh my God, we're headed in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Or you're on the verge of making it. And
well, and you have that, and your kicker has missed like 6 field goals this year.
Yeah.
Out of 20.
Kicker. If your kicker can't kick a field goal, then you get rid of the kicker.
No, but like, and what you're saying with this, though, too, is like, I don't feel Baltimore fans have really, outside of the Cundiff kick and maybe some of Tucker this year, like, you've been blessed with really good kickers. Go talk to one of these teams. Yeah. Go talk to the Bears when they were like, what the hell are we going to do with Eddie Pinero?
Cundiff wasn't that bad that year.
No,
it wasn't. Just, he had a moment in the postseason.
Man, Harbaugh should have called a timeout. Yeah. But he didn't want to ice his own kicker. Yeah.
So what did he do? He iced his own kicker.
Yeah. You missed it.
I just don't see how this is possible. I don't see how they get this, how they do this. There's going to be a press conference today. Am I right?
I believe.
Yeah,
so,
there's a press conference today. Now, who's conducting that press conference? Joe is his lawyer.
The attorneys for 13 of the women.
Okay, all right. So they're conducting the press conference, and the press conference is based upon the decision of the suspension or something else.
I suppose.
410-583-1057 is the number. I hope they protest. I hope they tell about how much they don't like it. 10-game suspension. You don't have a 10-game suspension because you're not suited up. You're not signed by anybody.
And by the way, all the people here that were banging on the Cleveland Browns and Deshaun Watson and talking about how they're scumbags, if you guys stepped up and just started blindly defending Justin Tucker, you got to look at yourself the same way.
You think they're scumbags, too?
If you're blindly defending this guy, like, do you have any information on it? You and I have information on this,
whether
you want to believe it or not.
Oh, I believe it.
I believe it, too, because I trust the 3 people that I know that are involved.
You know why I believe it? How many years before this went down did you hear about this? I didn't hear about this when it went down.
Mm-mm.
I heard about this 6 years before this went down.
Yes.
It was described the same way.
Yeah.
So if I'd known you all of those years and all of a sudden you say, well, yeah, he did that to me, I'm like, hmm.
And then
I had a lot of conversations. You never brought that up.
And can I give you the one thing that people have said to me and I've just come back at them, friend or foe, it doesn't matter. When it's like, they'll talk to you and say, oh, okay, so you believe all these girls and all the things that they're telling you and how can you believe them? It's taken so long to do this. And then the big thing that comes up, Rob, is if you knew this long, why didn't you step forward?
It ain't my
something?
Story to tell.
So if I step forward, now I'm forcing someone else's hand. What happens if the girl doesn't want to come forward? And here I am holding this bag saying Justin Tucker did all these things that...
Let me shorten this off for you. It ain't your story to tell.
Yeah.
Right? That's bottom line. Yeah. It's not my story to tell.
No, I wasn't gossip.
I wasn't there. It's not my story to tell. Because if I tell that story and she turns back and says, I don't want to talk about it, now I'm...
That's right.
My career's done. Mm-hmm. I'm not... That's not my story to tell. I believe it. And let's get this straight. I know her. I don't know Justin Tucker. I know her.
Yeah.
I know her enough to believe her. And again, I found this out years before this went down. So, and it's the same story. It's not a difference in the story. Do I believe it's 13 people? I don't know.
The difference is that you don't want to believe it. That's it. That's just you don't want to believe it because, look, I've done 5 or 6 events with Justin Tucker, and I've said this before, nothing but awesome out in the public with people.
Yeah.
But what are you doing behind closed doors with somebody that's trying to give you a massage? Your inner thigh's got to be massaged again? Oh, well, wait a minute. What's this on the table? Why are you naked? Why did you unswaddle your blanket or whatever he was wearing? You know, like, it's just, it's creepy stuff, man. And I don't care. Like, we had the caller call in earlier, said some of these women are lying. Okay, tell me half of them are lying. It means half of them aren't. So he did something. You mean to tell me all these women came forward when they were forced to come forward and they all lied and they waited this long to lie about it?
I just think it's silly.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You know, it's just, this has gotten to the point where you guys fanboy or hero worship so much that you can't fathom that these people could make big, drastic mistakes, Ed. You don't know them.
You don't. You don't know them. That's the problem. And people... They make judgments on what they see or hear without even knowing the person, and you can't do that. People are capable of pretty crazy stuff, man.
But to be fair, too, like, Ed, it's something that you've brought up. Like, it's not – I don't think any of us came out and said, he's guilty, he's this. We've even said
– I never did.
I believe the people that I've talked to.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm believing them, then yes, I do think there's some guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not all the women are telling the truth, some of them – it doesn't matter at one point. It just has to be one. It just has to be
right.
One.
You're right.
For it to be wrong. And if you have daughters out there and you're defending Justin Tucker, I think you're wrong.
You're right. And I get the spirit of what you're saying on that. If you don't have kids and you're defending them, you're wrong. But I get the spirit of what you're saying because with me, Jeremy, I have 2 daughters. So I can, you guys don't. I can actually imagine that happening to my daughter and wanting to yank it off, to be quite honest with you. I would. Because you just, you. Daughters are different, man. You know, my uncle told me when he was pregnant with Stephanie. He told me, he said, "Dude, I'm warning you now. I'm warning you because we adopted Brianna. We didn't go through the child rearing process, but you know, he said, I'm warning you, dude. Daughters are different. there's gonna be some feelings inside when certain things happen to her that you never experienced. So daughters are different. He nailed it. Daughters are different. I go to jail for my daughters.
Yeah."
And be all right with it.
Well, and again, like we go back to this, it's okay to like the player and not like, you know, find out this stuff and end up not liking the person. There are so many people that I feel like we've all rooted for, and it turns out they weren't good guys.